Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. Hey, thanks a lot for listening to Musicians FAQ. I'm Steve Todd, and this is the one-year anniversary of the program. Over the past year, I've had the pleasure of getting to know many musicians and was invited to their live performances, as well as having people at my home or their home for music. The following hour is a sampling of live music recorded over the past year that appeared in previous broadcasts. So the first up, we have Paul Schultz. He's singing Wagon Wheel. Paul's playing the guitar. I'm playing the fiddle, and Benita Vanderpass is on the cajon. This is recorded up at Pickle Lake last August.
Staring up the road and praying to God I'll see headlights. Made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, hoping for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, can't wait.
Southbound train. Hey, 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 mama, rock me.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Paul Schultz on guitar and vocals singing Wagon Wheel. I was on fiddle and Benita Vanderpass was on cajon. That was recorded up at Pickle Lake last summer. One of the first interviews I did was with Yvonne Way from Cambridge. It was a real pleasure to get to know Yvonne better. She has a long history of music and I was amazed listening to her musical story from childhood to today. What a powerful voice she has. She invited me into her home for one of the first interviews I did and she sang Prince's Purple Rain.
Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
All right, we're back. Thanks for listening to Musicians FAQ. I'm Steve Todd, and let's continue our interview. doing this radio program. I've had the pleasure over the past year of getting to know many people. One of them is Patrick Campbell. He's a guitar player and singer based out of Tillsonburg. I met him in Ingersoll at a bar called The Joker's Crown, where I was running an open mic. He has a wonderful finger-picking style and has arranged all his songs so that he's covering the melody and then also the rhythm or the bass to give it a really full sound. If you close your eyes, you would think that you're hearing two people playing the guitar. Patrick and his wife Martha visited myself and Benita in our home for a musical evening. And here's one of the recordings. This is called Willin', and it's by the band Little Feet. Musicians FAQ hosted a Christmas program at The Ridge in Roseville, and we invited several musicians to perform both Christmas music and other songs that they do. One of the performers was Kelly Smith from Kitchener. It's been great watching Kelly perform over the past year, and I've been lucky enough to accompany her when she does a set at The Ridge. Here she is singing a song by Miranda Lambert called The House That Built Me.
I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know that you don't know me from Adam. But these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs and in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play. guitar. And I bet you didn't know that under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut up pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn in concrete, poured nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. Thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. Thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could walk around, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
With today's fast-paced lifestyle of long work hours, traffic jams, rushing the kids to activities, and just having a few minutes to yourself to relax, I appreciate tuning into Community Radio Daily to keep me grounded and focused on what's important and happening around Waterloo Region. Let's all support Community Radio. This is 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. COVID-19 has made it pretty tough for me to create episodes for Musicians FAQ. Couldn't go to a musician's natural habitat to see them in the wild due to social distancing and the closure of bars and restaurants. In order to keep the program going, I had many interviews over Skype and Zoom, but also invited people over to my home, or they invited me to their home for outdoor interviews on the front porch where we could still socially distance. Ken Crawford made the trip to my place in Punky Doodle's Corners. Ken has a band called True North Tribute that performs only Canadian music. Here he is singing the tragically hit song, Bob Cajun.
back to town this morning with working on my thought it may be quitting, but I'm leaving it behind. Went back to bed this morning, and as I'm pulling down the blinds, yeah, the sky was dull and hypothetical.
I'm Tom Nunn from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
So just like Ken Crawford came to my front porch, I went to visit Chris Douglas at his farm in Cambridge. Chris has a fascinating musical story, starting when he was just a high school-age teenager, leaving home on his own, hitchhiking all the way to Nashville, where he continued high school but learned to write and play music. I encourage you to search for this Musician's FAQ episode on Chris Douglas. Here he is with one of his original songs, When I Was Younger.
All right, so here we go.
Do you remember yonder, playing outside, having fun? Little voices making noises, running fast as I can. And I still remember that way. Drive my bike out in the sun, playing games with everyone, never home till the daylight's over. Building castles in the sand, all my friends would lend a hand, digging deep shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember when I was younger. When I was younger, found some wheels and we built a cart. I pushed you fast as I can down to the water. We would jump right in and see how fast we could swim. And I still remember back when, ride my bike out in the sun, playing games with everyone, never home till the daylight's over. Building castles in the sand, all my friends would lend a hand, digging deep shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember the times all together, growing up. We were there for one another. It's been so long, but it feels just like yesterday. Sun,
playing games with everyone, never home till the daylight's over. Building castles in the sand, all my friends would lend a hand, dig a deep shoulder to shoulder. And I still remember those days. Yeah, I still remember those days when I was younger. When I was younger.
Nice.
Right on.
Beautiful.
Steve. That was beautiful.
I love that tune.
I'm Tim Hollinger from Pasadena, Newfoundland, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca.
Next, you're going to hear Phil Morgan. This was a different sort of interview on Musicians FAQ. Phil talked about starting his career as a tool and die maker, but felt a calling to help people through counseling. He returned to school and eventually started a second career as a counselor. He continues to do half days as a tool and die maker in the morning and a counselor in the afternoon. Phil uses music as a form of relaxation after long, stressful days with both careers. Here he is singing The Beatles' I Need You.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. So
Ontario. I'm listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. Keep on keeping on.
You're going to be hearing from Dan Badger, a singer-songwriter based out of Cambridge. I've known Dan for 20 plus years and played in a band with him. I always admired his strong musicianship, great vocals, and presence on stage. Dan has recorded several songs over the past few years and visited me at The Ridge in Roseville, where he performed a set of his own original music.
So I'm going to do one. It's called I Know Now.
Whoa, 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 wish you like it. See the way they're looking back at me.
lot of East Coasters are familiar with the term kitchen party, just people getting together for drinks and music. And they happen here too in Ontario. And Benita and I were invited to a kitchen party at Elaine Chalmers' home in Woodstock. It was a great night with lots of music, as well as reminiscing about past musical memories. Elaine has a long musical career that stretches back to the 60s, where she had recorded and performed several songs with her sister, and they were known as the Debus Sisters. We were also joined that evening by her brother-in-law, John Brinsda, who plays guitar and sings. So right now we're going to hear two songs from that evening. Elaine's first, she's going to be singing the song Three Chord Country Song, and it's going to be followed up by John doing the Glen Campbell classic, Gentle on My Mind.
So Elaine, are you doing something?
Yeah, I'm going to do Three Chord Country Song because I like that.
There you go.
Is that what we've been doing lately?
What?
No, we put a few minor chords, didn't we? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, actually, you can stick I think it's C sharp minor in there.
Yeah. Give me in there. I thought that was a Marty Robbins song.
It's known that your door is always open and your bath is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind the couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words or bonds and the ink stains that have dried palms of mine that keeps you on the back road by the rivers of my memory that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's chestnut clinging to the rocks and ivories planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said, cause they thought we'd fit together walking. And I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back room, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Anybody? Junkyards and the highway come between us. Some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and now she's gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back in a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beer rough and cold pile, my dirty hat pulled over across my face. Two cup hands round a tin can, I pretend to pull you to my breast of mine. You're walking on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. You're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
I love that song. Yeah. That was one of the first 8 tracks I ever bought when I got my 68 Duster. That has
68 Duster.
Yeah, my brand new 68 Duster. We just said it.
Hi, I'm Jacob Beck from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
This past summer, a good friend, Allison King, left Waterloo Region to return to her roots in Nova Scotia. I've played with her several times over the past few years with the John Ladd's Band, and I always admired her vocals and professionalism on and off the stage. We had the chance to get together one last time before she moved for a back deck party, and of course we all had our instruments with us. Here's Allison singing the late John Prine song, Angel from Montgomery.
Another child, oh no.
And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Make me an angel and fly from Montgomery. Make me a poster.
One of the earlier interviews was with Benita Vanderpass, who is a registered nurse and lay minister, as well as a singer in seniors' homes. Musicians FAQ spoke to Benita about her passion with caring for the elderly in a hospital setting and providing them with the joy of music in nursing homes. Here's a recording of Benita singing, "Today I'm Gonna Try to Change the World," originally recorded by Johnny Reed.
Thank you. How about we do Johnny Reed? Let's do Johnny Reed.
Oh, for sure.
I'd like to do
that. Really? Okay.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever done that here.
No, I don't think we have. So okay. I'd like to do that.
So this is one of Benita's favorite songs, and she sung this. We did a fundraiser for a lady that passed away in Hamilton.
Yeah.
And this is one of the songs we
lost,
sang.
Lost a baby, one in childbirth. And anyways, it was a really sad story. So we raised money for the remaining children for university for when they get older. So it was a really good cause. And this is a great song by Johnny Reed. I don't know if you all know Johnny Reed. I think he's a golden oldie kind of guy.
He's a pretty good looking man too. I think.
Yeah.
I think Benita's.
Never mind.
That helps.
It really does help.
You might know this song. This was probably about 10 years, maybe 10 years ago it came out. But, he's a Canadian, but I think he's kind of a Scottish background.
Yes, he is a Scottish background. Yeah. So we don't have bagpipes, however there is bagpipes in the song, and they're just wonderful. You don't like the bagpipes? I love the bagpipes. Well, here's our other friend. How are you? Good to see you. Come on in.
Someone
always gonna try and see myself through another's eyes.
Today I'm gonna try and change the world. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world.
Alright. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's nice. It's the first time that
thank
you did
you.
That.
Alright, let's do.
Hi, you're listening to 102.7 Radio Waterloo, CKMS. This is Steve Ashton saying enjoy the show and enjoy your day.
Musicians FAQ interviewed the McQueens, who recently released an album entitled You, Me, and Everything. They were part of the radio program's Christmas concert at the Ridge in Roseville, where they performed the title track of the album. Let's take a listen to You, Me, and Everything, recorded live at the Ridge this past December.
Thanks for having us tonight.
Thanks for being here.
We're the McQueens. We're gonna do some Christmas music for you, and we're gonna do a few originals as well. We're gonna start with a song that's actually the title track off of our fairly new record. It's called "You and Me and Everything." And so we're gonna play that song for you.
All
you
right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready.
Dark that bleeds right through you and me and everything.
everything.
Thank you.
Thanks, friends.
Thanks a lot for listening to today's program. It has truly been a pleasure to meet so many musicians over the past year and to be invited to their homes or performances to get the backstory behind their music. Musicians FAQ isn't trying to interview Bruce Springsteen or Bryan Adams. Rather, it's trying to get to know the people next door that are entertaining you in local establishments around Waterloo region. Please stay tuned for October episodes where we will continue the musical journeys of Diane Dittner and Grant Haywood, both of whom have been performing for over 50 years. I was really excited to interview Diane and Grant, as they both are recalling so many years of local music history, whether that's Oktoberfest long past, Old Buddy Hoppy's talent contests and barn dances, or since-closed establishments such as the Coronet, Evergreen, or the Blue Moon. Another October episode is with Laura McMillan, a jazz singer based out of Stratford that currently has a project called Blue Tulip. Benita and I ran into Laura at one of her recent outdoor concerts in Stratford, and we're really impressed with her and her band. Stay tuned for that interview and music with Laura McMillan. For the final episode in October, I'm hoping to interview Mark Urschick, a multi-instrumentalist who plays the bass, guitar, flute, and banjo. Mark is part of a benefit concert in October called Can Jam, a music fundraiser for the Brantford Food Bank. I'm hoping to record the concert live for inclusion with the Musicians FAQ interview with Mark. We're going to leave off today's program with a song by Don McLean, otherwise known as the Chicken Man. Previously, we featured Don's song High Five, which received plenty of radio airplay and earned the Chicken Man a trip to Nashville. While in Nashville, Don competed in the North American Country Music Association's Internationals. During the long drive from Mitchell, Ontario to Nashville, he came up with the inspiration for his next feel-good single, Kickin' It in Nashville. Let's take a listen to Don McLean, a.k.a. the Chicken Man, with his new song, Kickin' It in Nashville. Until next time, it's Steve Todd, and thank you for tuning in to Musicians FAQ.
Lost my job and I had a hard day. Pack my things and I'm on my way, and I'll be kicking it in Nashville, kicking it in Tennessee. I'll be leaving this town. Matter of fact, really don't think I'm a coming back, 'cause I'll be kicking it in Nashville, kicking it in Tennessee. Heading on down I-75, about a quarter to ten, and I'm gonna arrive, and I'll be kicking it in Nashville, kicking it in Tennessee. I'll be kicking it once, kicking it twice. Ain't gonna listen to no advice while I'm kicking in Nashville, kicking in Tennessee. Food, eating them grits, buying myself a few more hits while I'm a kicking in Nashville, kicking in Tennessee. Grand Ole Opry, it's a calling me, and I'm a gonna fulfill my destiny while I'm a kicking in Nashville, kicking in Tennessee. I'll be having some fun, enjoying my life. Maybe even find myself a wife while I'm a kicking in Nashville, kicking in Tennessee. Love kicking in Nashville. Love kicking in Tennessee.
Sono Tamara Madeline e state ascoltando CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Grazie dell'ascolto.